Blog Talk Radio.
Official American, why aren't you? This goes on all. This doesn't know Lakefield, it's lawyer, judge, doctor. There is this. That's your fault. Not everybody. It's something, very least. It's intemperate and very worse, racist. These are things that people in the era, Donald Trump, say, racial. On the birthday today, the third justice, you hear very little about this. In the same campus, Adolf Sachs. Germany, and the famous things in San Francisco, and the name is quite popular. Get a lot of the Levi's, almost they've contributed quite a bit. Years, so old rest. On the other birthdays today, Sir Malcolm Sargent, great conductor, one of the war criminals. He should be. Right, he should have been. So he told me, it was, well, he had a son, Akihiko, the emperor. We see these people, unrepentant. We're still waiting for the Japanese to apologize for that rape of men. We still haven't done it, of course. You know, God's punishment. God. Among the other birthdays today, great movie director. Among the deaths today, guy who assassination, Crown Prince, Archduke Ferdinand, Sophie, another great Austrian, great chair, Ludwig Wittgenstein, the last guy to die, Darwin Edge, then May Clark, same as enemy haunted in which he says he's taunting him like breakfast table. He tells her, I wish you were hell. Takes his grapefruit face, and we wonder, hey, if it doesn't feel that way. Mistress, escape, which is certainly his team, $2 million, $2.5 million. What is left? Therefore, 80. His life. Scandal. God knows what he'll do. These are things. Did have. Sterling.
Because I don't see your views. I wasn't raised the way you were raised.
Well, then, if you don't feel, don't come to my games. Don't bring black people and don't come.
Do you know that you have a whole team that's black that plays for you?
You just, do I know? I support them and give them food and clothes and cars and houses. Who gives it to them?
That's allegedly Los Angeles Clippers owner Donald Sterling telling his then-mistress, The Silviano, to remove black people from her Instagram account, including Magic Johnson.
I'm just saying that it's too bad you can't admire him privately. And during your entire f***ing life, your whole life, admired him. Bring him here, feed him, f*** him, I don't care. You can do anything. But don't put him on an Instagram so the world has to see, so they have to call me. And don't bring them into my games, okay?
Sterling's wife told TMZ her husband is not a racist, saying it's not true. Also saying the tape recordings were, quote, old.
He's long been thought to be somewhat of a bigot. But the issue now is the fact that everybody around the country knows.
Sterling, the son of Jewish immigrants, started his career in the early 60s as an attorney before transitioning to real estate, developing a track record of legal problems involving discrimination. In 2009, Clippers former general manager Elgin Baylor filed a wrongful termination suit against Sterling for what he called Sterling's pervasive and ongoing racist attitude, alleging Sterling wanted the Clippers to be poor black boys from the South and a white head coach. Sterling denied the allegations, and Baylor dropped the racial discrimination suit. Also in 2009, Sterling paid what was, at the time, the largest housing discrimination settlement in U.S. history. The Justice Department sued Sterling for allegedly refusing to rent apartments to African Americans and Latinos. Again, Sterling denied the allegations, settling by paying nearly $3 million.
In 2009, the Los Angeles chapter of the NAACP actually awarded Sterling with a Lifetime Achievement Award. They were about to do the same thing this year, but rescinded it once those recordings surfaced.
The NAACP did not say how much money they received from Sterling, only that it will be returned. The decision to honor him made at the local level.
We have to urge our branches to make much more considered decisions.
No word from Sterling, who may not be able to stay quiet for much longer. Jason Carroll, CNN, New York.
Interest. It may be Sterling tonight. Wait. Skip them. Back ones. Still. Back Wednesday. I usually tell it. Pull in. Politics. Of course. Questions.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Okay, Tony, what are you going to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too.
Hit me with a
Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush, nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one, I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bet up.
Politics or poker, which is more important?
Paratrays.
Bet 'em.
Little trays, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your five.
I'll call.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fanyashinkovich, I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out, I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen, and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot!